American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. An Israeli airstrike today hit suburban Beirut, cutting off the border crossing between Lebanon and Syria. Here's Fox's Mike Tobin.
These Israeli airstrikes are unrelenting. Strikes went in last night near the airport, also the southern suburb called the Dahya. There are numerous accounts saying the target of the strikes into the Dahya was the man who's expected to succeed Hassan Nasrallah, Hashem Safeh Adin. Israel won't confirm that he was the target, only saying that the bomb damage assessment is still ongoing. Israel did say that the Hezbollah communication chief was killed and their intelligence headquarters was blown up. Today, the Iranian foreign minister showed up in Beirut. He warned against Israeli retaliation.
Fox News reports country music legend Dolly Parton joined Hurricane Helene relief efforts with a $1 million donation.
Well, it's personal because I have a lot of my own relatives that live here. And when we heard about this, it was devastating, not just because it was my family, because all these people feel like my people. We all feel related, and we are in some sort of way.
Parton grew up in East Tennessee and said that she wanted to give back to the community where she was raised. Excel College in Black Mountain, North Carolina, sits on a mountain ridge and was spared damage from Helene. Spokesman Andrew Chambers talked with AFN.
We're pushing out food, water, baby, and then generators and those little portable camp stoves so that people can cook, because the water situation in Black Mountain, Asheville, they're saying 6 to 8 weeks at least. Clean water, potable water, ways to like purify water. That's the kind of stuff that we're starting to push out now. Somebody told me it's going to get 35 degrees here soon, so beanies, wool socks.
The death toll is now at 230 and is expected to rise. According to the Washington Examiner, the White House is facing questions about President Joe Biden's health after the Las Vegas Police Department turned over radio recordings suggesting a far more troubling situation than the mild symptoms. Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre claimed days before Biden dropped out of his reelection campaign. The 43-minute recording provided to Judicial Watch indicated that police were locking down parts of the city after Biden canceled a July speech. Judicial Watch said in the recording, officers are heard over the radio rushing to secure the perimeter of University Medical Center Hospital in anticipation of Biden's arrival. An Ohio Tea Party activist believes the governor will take a desperate step to try to prevent a high-profile conservative from running for the seat in 2026. Here's AFN's Chad Groening.
During an interview on Fox, former Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy was asked by Laura Ingraham to respond to speculation that the entrepreneur would run for governor in 2026 because Governor Mike DeWine is term limited. Ramaswamy said he will not make any decision until after the November election. Tom Zalastowski is president of the Ohio-based We the People Convention.
Someone did a poll that said if Ramaswamy ran for governor of Ohio, he would get 40% of the vote versus 8% for Dave Yost and 2% for John Houston. And Ramaswamy says, everywhere I go, people ask me if I will run for governor. If Vivek Ramaswamy runs for governor, he will make Ohio great again in a way that we were at the beginning of the 19th and 20th centuries.
But Zalastowski says DeWine doesn't want Ramaswamy in the state house.
If Vance and Trump win, which God willing they will, Governor DeWine gets to appoint the senator to replace Vance. He is going to appoint Vivek Ramaswamy to get him out of the governor's race so that they can keep control.
Zalastowski hopes Ramaswamy would not take that appointment.
The U.S. Supreme Court will decide whether Mexico can sue American gun companies. Here's Fox's Kristen Goodwin.
Mexico accuses Smith & Wesson and other U.S. gun makers of contributing to the illegal firearm trafficking of military-style weapons to Mexican drug cartels. The suit filed in 2021 notes Mexico has strict gun control laws, making it nearly impossible for criminals to legally obtain firearms, alleging over 70% of the guns recovered from crimes in Mexico are from the U.S. A federal judge dismissing the case, citing a 2005 law that shields gun makers and distributors from being held liable for gun violence, but a federal appeals court ruling there should be an exception.
AFN will have updates from the Pray Vote Stand Summit in Washington, D.C. this weekend.